I'm proud to be here, A, as leader of the Labour leader of Southwark Council, B, as the GMB delegate to the Bermondsey Old Southwark Labour Party, and C, as a very proud Labour Party member. Look, we have a Labour Council in Southwark which is dealing with the impossible cuts forced upon us by central government. But what are we doing? We are standing up to the government by showing Labour values. Labour values by providing free, healthy school meals for all our primary school children in our borough. Labour values by a youth fund which replaces the EMA taken away by this government and which gives, for the first time, grants paying tuition fees for students in our borough. We're demonstrating our Labour values by last year being the first and only council in London to pay £200 to our lowest paid workers. And what's more, the only council in London which added another £200 onto that this year to ensure that our lowest paid workers are paid a fair wage. We're also a borough which is going to be on the verge of becoming a London living wage borough. So we are demonstrating Labour values and true values on behalf of some of the most vulnerable in our community. And what is more, we are committed to building 1,000 new council homes in Southwark. 1,000 new council homes. That is more council housing built between now and 2020 in Southwark than has been built in all of London in the last 10 years. These are achievements and commitments which I am proud of and which anybody who believes in standing up for the most vulnerable in our community should be proud of as well. Look, I'm pleased to be here joining this march. There are 10,893 reasons why we need to be marching today to persuade the government to take a different course. There are 10,893 unemployed people in Southwark. They need work, they need jobs, they need hope, they need a future. And that is what this march is about. Telling this government that there is an alternative route which they must follow. And we need to make our voices heard loud and clear, but loud and clear together, united. Thank you.